Well, in just a few hours, we should get our first indication of just how big this year's corn and soybean crop is going to be, as the USDA will issue its first corn and soybean forecast based on field surveys. Now, on the corn front, a lot of people are expecting yields between 168 and 173 bushels per acre. Scott Irwin, the ag economist at the University of Illinois, has been more on the conservative side because he's been in those fields and don't think they're that great.
You know, I've been out here walking in these fields in Iowa, talking to farmers, and we're going to have a good crop out here in Iowa. But the weather has been too extreme this summer for Iowa to, you know, some people are talking about Iowa and Illinois having state average yields of 200 bushels an acre. I don't see it, certainly not in Iowa, probably not in Illinois.
Still, the corn crop is progressing rather well, and according to meteorologist Brad Rippey, we've got over half the crop in the dough stage.
Passing the halfway mark, reaching 54% by August 10th, well ahead of the five-year average of 46%, 73% good to excellent, 7% very poor to poor, better than last year, 64% good to excellent.
And as for the bean crop, well, it's pretty steady from where it's been over the last couple of weeks.
Dropping ever so slightly, now 70% good to excellent, down a point from a week ago. 7% very poor to poor, up a point from a week ago. Looking at the states with more than 10% of the acreage rated very poor to poor, it includes Arkansas at 13%, Kentucky at 17%, and just sneaking onto the list is Michigan, where it has turned a little dry as well, at 10%.
Well, this past week, Russia imposed a new ban of U.S. and European food products in reaction to some of the sanctions put on them with the conflict in Ukraine. Now, in recent years, the U.S. has not been a big seller of pork to Russia. However, according to Becca Hendricks, they were just starting to make a rebound when these sanctions came about.
We saw increases this year and had some really impressive growth. It's such a lucrative market, but it's also really risky because, like you saw all over the media, when, you know, there's a political issue, then they'll shut off imports. And, you know, it's not just pork, it's beef and other food products. It'll be something to watch and obviously frustrating, but, it shouldn't have too much of an impact.
Well, yeah, where we stand on the commodity front, butter is up another penny to $2.41 a pound. Blacks drop a penny to $2.09, while barrels up a penny and a quarter to $2.13.5 per pound. Class 3 prices are higher. August gains a dime to $21.87. September up to $21.80, and November up a dime to $19.80. Board of Trade, September corn gains a nickel, 356 and three quarters of a cent per bushel. December up 4 3/4 to 368 and one quarter of a cent. Beans for August up 30 to 1314 and three quarters of a cent. September off 5 1/4 to 1108 and 1/2 cent per bushel. While wheat for September is down to 546 and 1/2 cent per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 107 to 124. Most of the slaughter cows, 90 to 106. Replacement bull calves, they go from 240 to 385. Heifer calves, 175 to 310. Barrels and gilts, 78 to 90. And those feeder lambs, 175 and down. And just a reminder, the largest summer agricultural outdoor show in the state is right in your own backyard. Farm Tech Days 2014 in Portage County, today through Thursday. And that's an Ag Update. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.